No, we're fully cooperating with that, but I'm saying the way it's being used certainly is. And the State Department has confirmed that I did not send nor receive material marked classified. This is not about me. They have also confirmed that. And, well, but, you know, that is something that they will have to determine. And I think there are disputes going on among agencies about what shoulda, coulda, woulda been done back 4 years, 5, 6 years ago. That is something for them to work out. I am repeating the facts, and the facts are I did not send nor did I receive material marked classified. Well, I have stated, I find it somewhat curious that Jeb Bush is doubling down on defending his brother's actions in Iraq. But if he's going to do that, he should present the entire picture. And the entire picture, as you know, includes the agreement that George W. Bush made with the Maliki government in Iraq that set the end of 2011 as the date to withdraw American troops. That was done under George W. Bush. And I can only wonder whether he just either did not know that or thought that other people would not be reminded of that. So it is for him to make whatever case he wishes on behalf of his own campaign, but there's clearly a very direct line between the agreement George W. Bush signed and the efforts that the Obama administration made, of which I was a part, to persuade the Maliki government to permit continuing American support for the Iraqi army to make sure that the investment in its training would pay off. And Maliki did not want a continuing American presence. Now, I think that what is being done with respect to ISIS is very significant in terms of the support that the United States is now providing to the Iraqi army to retrain because of what Maliki did to really start to erode its abilities, to support the Kurds, to try to get the Sunnis back into the fight against ISIS. But this has to be an Iraqi-led mission. And like anybody who has followed the horrific, barbaric behavior of ISIS, I am very committed to supporting the efforts within the region to try to take on the threat that they pose to everyone, but particularly to women and especially to women of certain religious backgrounds. And it's an area that is so deeply distressing to read about what's going on there. I think we have to do more, and I hope we will do more, to try to get the whole region together to drive ISIS out of the territory that they occupy, to rescue the people that they have enslaved, predominantly women. But I think that President Obama is doing what he can to try to bring that about. Hello. Who was called on? Yeah, no, this gentleman was called on. Sorry.
Should I answer that seriously or not? I don't know, Todd. Look, as I watch this Republican field, they're just floundering all over the place, all of them trying to appeal to a narrower and narrower section of the Republican Party. I don't think that's healthy for the Republican Party, and I don't think it's healthy for our country either. It tends to be more divisive. It tends to separate people out from one another. And so I hope that more moderate voices will come to the forefront in these Republican primaries.
I'm just having a good time. You know, we're only 4 months into this. I feel very positive about the organization we're building here in Iowa and across the country, particularly in the early states. And it's mostly, for me, a continuing conversation with the American people. And I'm enjoying it, getting a lot out of it, learning a lot about it. You know, I'll just give you a quick example of why I find this so personally rewarding. Yesterday in Dubuque, a woman said that she was there because at the Hall of Fame dinner, I talked about mental health. The reason I talked about mental health is because when I came to Iowa 4 months ago, people talked to me about mental health. So I want to have this continuing conversation about what's on the minds of Iowans and Americans. And I will fight as hard as I can to earn every vote here and across the country.
Let me just also say, as a longtime Iowa politician, statewide for so many years, I'm going to be frank. I never said this to Hillary before, but and I didn't endorse anyone in 08, but I watched all the campaigns, and I thought certain mistakes were made, and I observed that. I just want to say this. I've looked at the Clinton campaign in Iowa this year, and Hillary is doing everything right. The organization is strong. The issues she's touching on are reaching people in the state of Iowa. A much better and, I think, more personally involved, if I might say that, campaign this year than it was in 2008. And I've often said Hillary is such a wonderful person. She just needs to come out and meet Iowans, and the rest will fall into place. And that's exactly what she's doing this year. And that's why I believe in the caucuses. Hillary is going to come out way on top.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thanks, Hillary.